Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
Welcome, everybody, to the Warriors Wrap-Up, brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. The Warriors hammer the Spurs tonight, 141-102, but that story, secondary. Kevin Durant hasn't spoken to the media in a week and a half, approximately. That all changed tonight after the game. Kevin Durant came to the podium, and here's what he had to say after about a week and a half of silence.
How much were you feeling it right off the bat, and then you guys were able to put together a big run spanning the halftime, making 24 out of 25 during one stretch there?
Yeah, I mean, this team ain't have their whole team. I mean, they missing their point guard. They missing LaMarcus and DeMar DeRozan. So, I mean, we just try to come out here and execute and get out of here safe. But we know this team is going to be different down the line. So, I mean, us making that many shots, I mean, we're supposed to.
So we've noticed that you hadn't talked for a while. Is it anything to do with anything on your mind, or has it just been coincidence that you haven't talked for some time?
Why do you care?
Because you'd usually talk.
Well, I didn't feel like talking the last couple of days.
It was anything in particular?
No, I just didn't feel like.
Has anything to do with conversation about free agency?
Yeah, that's the conversation you're going to have. I don't think about that type of stuff. That's your job.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you grow up. Come on, bro. I come in and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
You are talking.
So? Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you? Tell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
Kevin, the free agency thing really hadn't been that much of a discussion coming to you because we got it loud and clear, at least most of us should have, that it was off limits. Don't
so
go
what's
there.
What's the problem now?
No, just that you've been quiet and you're not usually quiet. You usually share your opinions and stuff. So everybody's like trying to figure out what's going on. And we're all getting questions from fans like, what's wrong with Kevin? I just tell him he's playing okay, but he's not talking right now.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in so many different publications. Try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all. Is that a problem? All right, then.
Yeah, I mean, how are you playing? How's the team playing in the last couple weeks?
I'm done. You know you don't care about that.
I just asked you.
All right, Kevin Durant. Wow.
Well, he got it off his chest.
Yeah, he certainly did. Wow. Kevin Durant, that's the first time he's spoken to the media in about 10 days?
Yeah.
Let's just open it up. 888-957-9570. You heard what Kevin Durant just said. John and I are going to talk about it. We're going to react to it. We want you to do the same. 888-957-9570. Does KD have a point? Is he too sensitive, or does he have a point? I mean, I get what he's saying. I just don't know that he can win, JD, right now, no matter what. That's kind of – he's going to get hammered right now if he doesn't talk. And if he does talk, he's going to get asked about free agency. So he is in a tough spot right now.
Yeah, he is, but I think the best way to handle it, and again, he can do what he sees fit with his life. I mean, we should preface it by saying that. But in my mind, the best way to handle it is just to come out and address it and answer the questions. And you know what? If reporters want to say to you or ask you about what the Knicks did, all you got to do is say, I don't play for the Knicks. I play for the Warriors. I'm not talking about the Knicks. I'm not talking about the trade. That's it. You ask me about it again, you're getting silence, or I'm going to walk out of here.
Right.
Like, to me, there's a way to handle it without, you know, sulking around and just, you know, hanging your head and kind of having it build over the course of a number of days, and then have everybody, while you're not talking to the media, start to question, you know, your body language on the court. Because this was originally, Steiny, I think, an off-the-court matter.
Right.
Or an issue about questions about the future and things down the line as opposed to what's going on with this basketball team. But I think there came a point in time last week, Philadelphia game, Laker game. We had Anthony Slater on Warriors Live, and he's bringing up, you know, some of the body language and the things going on late in that game. And then he doesn't talk after that game, doesn't talk at practice this week, doesn't talk at shoot-around today before the game against the Spurs. At some point, it bled onto the court, so it almost became twofold where – hey, why aren't you talking? What's going on? And then why are you acting the way you're acting on the court? Now, we never got to hear any of the reporters down there ask him that because it ended before it really got to that.
Right.
Tim Kawakami there was trying at the end, but to no avail.
Yeah, and I think what this does set up is I don't think he's going to talk for a while now. I think he had to say, you know what it kind of reminded me of? And this is, I'm going to go back over 20 years.
Okay.
Back in 1997 when Carlissimo, P.J. Carlissimo was the coach of the Warriors, and Latrell Sprewell was here, that season started and Latrell Sprewell was not talking to the media. And he didn't talk to the media for about a week at the start of camp. And then finally after a week, I got a hold of him, and he basically said, I'm not talking to the media this year because you're already trying to pit me against this coaching staff, pit me against Carlissimo, because he'd already read in the off season that Carlissimo was brought in to settle Sprewell down, all that kind of stuff.
He was coming. Yeah.
So he ended up saying, "Hey, basically, I'm not talking this year." All right, 888-957-9570. Let's go to the phones, and when we do that. We always – okay, I got to look at some names here. But this is brought to you by Nations Giant Hamburgers. Nations, the best since 1952. Let's start at the top. Let's go to Bernard in San Francisco. What's going on, Bernard? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, this is Bernard, man. And I'm doing good tonight, man. I'm a long-time listener, at least in the last year. And, you know, and I never call in. But I just wanted to talk a little something about – KD and his reaction tonight on the interview. I was listening last night, and they were and the reporters were making this big to do about, you know, he wasn't talking and he wasn't doing all that. But it seemed to me like you guys were getting kind of bored with something to talk about, so you brought up this conversation about KD. I think he should be the last person that we talk about as far as any kind of stuff going on with him, because there's nothing going on with him other than what he said. He wants to go play. He wants to play basketball and go home. And I think if the reporters stop making a big deal about why he isn't talking, he might talk a little more. And I'll take any comments off the air.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Steiny, longtime veteran reporter, cover this league. What is a reporter's job to ask and not ask? I mean, you've done it.
It's a good question. Look, I mean, at this point, listen, any reporter can go up to any player and say something to try to get a reaction. And right now, if you go up to Kevin Durant and you ask him about free agency, you're going to get a reaction. Well, I, at this point, wouldn't ask him about free agency because it would only be to get a reaction, and that ain't right. But by the same token, he's not going to be able to – he can't play basketball and go home.
Here's the one I
– NBA players can't really do that anymore.
No, especially NBA players that are making the money that Durant is making. Because, again, the thing that I think at times players forget is that's the reason you're making that money.
Right.
You're making that money in some ways to – put up with what you may believe to be nonsense as far as fans wanting to know things. I mean, you hear Monty Poole in the press conference explaining, hey, the reason we're asking the right questions is because the fans want to know.
Right.
And the fans want to hear what you say. They want to hear right your words, not hear us speculate. That's why we're in place to ask the questions. So your words can live out there on their own. I just think, you know, as far as this Knicks thing goes, and Stein will get to more calls, what's the appropriate question when Porzingis gets traded from the Knicks to the Mavs as it pertains to Kevin Durant? That's right. The one thing I do have a little bit of a hard time with. Like, what is he supposed to – he's right supposed to have it make a statement as to what they did?
Well, you get asked one question and you say, I have no idea. But that's easier said than done. Let's go to Justin in Oakland. What's up, Justin?
What's up, Steiny? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of, after hearing that clip from KD, I'm disappointed in his kind of, it's just kind of a attitude that's, it's not really super entertaining to me when I compare it to the way Kyrie, you know, reacts. It's at least kind of provocative. Talk to me on July 1st. Like, it's entertaining. Just what I'm hearing from KD, it just doesn't really... It's not cutting it for me on I just don't like it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's funny hearing him up at that podium tonight. My reaction was just kind of leaning more toward him being like, I get it. But
at the same time, you still got to step up.
Exactly.
Twice a week,
right,
you know, or once a week, let's say, and then after every game. Once
yeah
or twice a week before at practice or at a shoot-around and after every game, and you just got to take it. And you know what? We played the entire Durant press conference, and what was it, 3 minutes?
Right.
Okay, well, if that 3 minutes had been 5 minutes and he had taken a couple of more questions and maybe he had answered them similarly, well, then that's all you got to do. But my thing is, if you do it after the Philly game, if you do it after the Laker game, it's done. It's gone.
Right.
It doesn't become this 9-day thing or this 8-day thing that Ethan Strauss of The Athletic wrote about yesterday and what it all means.
Well, and the thing about it is, he did stop talking before Ethan Sherwood Strauss wrote that story. So, chicken-egg kind of thing. Let's go to Leonard in Fairfax. Hey, Leonard. Leonard in Fairfax. No Leonard? Let's go to Rick in Hayward. Hey, Rick.
Irving is next.
Okay, Irving. Irving in Half Moon Bay. What's up, Irving?
What's up, Steiny?
Hey.
Hey, man. Coming from a hooper, let the man hoop, bro. Like, I don't know. I think, yeah, it's their job to do all that press stuff. But at the end of the day, like you said, he's just trying to hoop, man. And I get it. A bunch of kids look up to him. He's in the limelight all the time. It's not like before. But at the end of the day, he is a hooper. Like, that's his job, man, you know?
No doubt. And you know, the thing he said that I agree with, thank you very much for the call, Irving. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in. We're talking about Kevin Durant's press conference. Got a little testy. First time he spoke in about 10 days, and he made it clear he's down on the media right now. Let's put it that way. I'm sure we'll play that again if you haven't heard it, if you're just joining us. We'll play that Kevin Durant 3-minute post-game press conference, maybe in about 10 minutes or so. It was It was different. Let's go to Damon in San Rafael. Hey, Damon.
Hey, Steiny. I don't know if my connection sounds all right. But
it's
fine. I just want to say this is to me, kind of a positive for the Warriors because he seems really bummed out that the media would even entertain this idea that he's, you know, it's a done deal. And I know even you've entertained it, like, oh, he's gone. But I think he's genuinely upset that we think he's gone, you know, and he's kind of sick of it. I mean, I'm kind of think it's a positive in a weird way. And I'll take my answer off.
Well,
the air. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I think you're right. I think – thanks a lot for the call, Damon. I think you're right. He's kind of sick of it all. But why – I guess – Why is he getting asked? Why is he sick of it and Kawhi Leonard's not? Why is Kyrie Irving not sick of it?
Well, I think it's just that's just a personality thing, to be perfectly honest. Well, I think so
too.
What he despises is the fact that the Knicks make a trade and the belief or the conversation surrounding that trade is the Knicks made that trade because somebody in Durant's camp told the Knicks that he'd rather have be able to pick a max player to come with him than play with Kristaps Porzingis. And now he's got to answer a question about that from somebody at some point in time. So I think that galls at him, that he gets done playing the Philadelphia 76ers and it's a loss in a game where the Warriors don't play all that well, get roasted in the second half, and somebody's going to ask him what he thinks of the Knicks trade. He carries a lot of that around with him, I think, going into it, which I think is a little bit different from, you know, it's just a characteristic of somebody's personality to me.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to take a little breather right now, but we're going to get right back to your calls very, very shortly. And again, I will play the Kevin Durant press conference. It's about 3+ minutes, a little testy exchange with the media, and he explained why he hasn't been talking for the last 10 days or so. You're listening to the Warriors Wrap-Up, brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome to the Warriors Wrap-Up, brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. Let me tell you who's probably, well, actually, he probably doesn't care, but I'll tell you who was left off the hook tonight because of Kevin Durant was Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich came in here without DeMar DeRozan and without LaMarcus Aldridge, and his team gets thumped 141-102.
After he punted on the game.
I'm kind of with you. You know, he pulls out tells his two guys not to play. Then he comes here, and then he stands on the sidelines grumbling and grousing, and his team gets beat by 40. I mean, with all due respect, what's he expect? What did he expect was going to happen tonight? And I'm sure, you know, I'd love to hear him in the post-game interview.
No, you will.
Although, you know what? This is where he could – Popovich, you know, he one of two things. He would have been a jerk, or he would have made light of the game. Oh, yeah, he is. You know, or been like – you know how he likes to come out sometimes after blowouts, and then he's cool
with everybody.
All right, so Kevin Durant, what do you think, JD? Should we play it right now again?
I think we should.
All right,
and
let's
then,
do that.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Let me set it up. Kevin Durant, after tonight's ball game, sat down with the media. It's the first time he talked to the media in about 10 days, and here it is.
How much were you feeling it right off the bat, and then you guys were able to put together a big run spanning the halftime, making 24 out of 25 during one stretch there?
Yeah, I mean, this team ain't have their whole team. I mean, they missing their point guard. They missing LaMarcus and DeMar DeRozan. So, I mean, we just tried to come out here and execute and get out of here safe. But we know this team is going to be different down the line, so, I mean, us making that many shots, I mean, we're supposed to.
So we've noticed that you hadn't talked for a while. Is it anything to do with anything on your mind, or has it just been coincidence that you haven't talked for some time?
Why do you care?
Because you'd usually talk.
Well, I didn't feel like talking the last couple of days.
It was anything in particular?
No, I just didn't feel like.
Had anything to do with conversation about free agency?
Yeah, that's the conversation you're going to have. I don't think about that type of stuff. That's your job.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches, you rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you, grow up. Come on, bro. I come in and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
You are talking.
So? Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you? Tell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
Kevin, the free agency thing really hadn't been that much of a discussion coming to you because we got it loud and clear, at least most of us should have, that it was off limits. Don't
so
go
what's
there.
What's the problem now?
No, just that you've been quiet and you're not usually quiet. You usually share your opinions and stuff. So everybody's like trying to figure out what's going on. And we're all getting questions from fans like, what's wrong with Kevin? I just tell him he's playing okay, but he's not talking right now.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in so many different publications. Try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all. Is that a problem? All right, then.
Yeah, I mean, how are you playing? How's the team playing in the last couple weeks?
I'm done. You know you don't care about that.
I just asked you.
All righty.
All right, that's fair.
There you go.
You don't care about that.
That's Kevin Durant. Some interesting stuff there. I don't trust y'all was the big one.
Here's the other rat on the table, so to speak.
Okay.
Do you think this has an impact on anything? Do you think this has an impact? Because this is the world we live in now.
Where I actually do
now
not.
It's, you know, because there's some media members out there that say on the regular, well, the way that the media is treating Durant is going to make him leave. You know, so if you're a Warriors fan and you're driving home from the game or you're listening to us,
right,
you're thinking, well, is this, you know, does this hurt the Warriors' chances, an incident like this?
I don't think this is a factor in that regard at all.
Okay, well, I tend to agree with you, but I think it's right. A question that, you know, Warriors fans may want to get off
the chest. I mean, Kevin Durant's smart enough to know he's going to have to deal with this in every city. I mean, he really is. Now, the interesting thing about Durant was in Oklahoma City, he was protected more. Their PR staff, you know, they cloak these guys a little more.
Yeah, they do. Quick note here, sure. Just on practice and availability. The Warriors were scheduled to have practice tomorrow before flying to Phoenix. Yeah, no practice, no media availability.
And I'll
tomorrow.
Tell you what. Let me tell you what's happening within the Warriors. His teammates. Teammates are texting KD right now and saying, thanks, my man. Thank you. You got us off practice.
So now we knew Durant probably wasn't talking tomorrow at Warriors practice
right.
In downtown Oakland. But if Durant wasn't going to talk, it was going to be
right.
Everybody
right.
else was going to be asked to respond to what Durant had to say. Warriors have that flight to Phoenix. They take on the Suns on Friday night right here at 95.7 The Game. Now that's off the table. You'd figure the Warriors probably take Saturday off as well after the game in Phoenix. Yep. And all of a sudden, nobody is getting any of the players as far as the media locally here.
Right.
The beat writers will get them in Phoenix. But nobody as far as the writers in the Bay Area or reporters in the Bay Area is going to have access to these Warriors players until Sunday night after they take on the Heat. So we're talking two more games will be played before the non-traveling beat crew will get an opportunity to speak to these players. So that gives it a good, 72 hours or longer, actually, 96 hours, 4 days between now and Wednesday night and Sunday in this building when the Miami Heat are in town.
Right, although he will still get the opportunity to not talk to the media, and if and when he does that, we'll learn.
But there's going to be, down at Phoenix, there's going to be, it's going to be Slater and Medina and Connor Turno and Kareth.
And Murdoch.
It'll be maybe 5-6 people.
Okay.
They won't send more than one.
Maybe some national people.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's sending a columnist down for a Phoenix game.
Phoenix once had somebody covering Charles Barkley. That was the person's
job. It ain't 1994, brother.
That's true. That's true. Let's jump back into some phones. Let's go to Will. Will in Oakland. What's up, Will?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Big
yep.
fan of the show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say, as a Warrior fan and as a Hooper myself, I really have no problem with what KD said. When you look on social media, you look on, these post-game, press conferences, a lot of these big-time stars have to deal with a lot of questions that are just unnecessary sometimes. And sometimes you really do want to focus on the game. Sometimes you want to talk about how, you missed a jumper in the third quarter, or you missed a layup, or you missed a dunk. And sometimes you don't want to have to come and talk about what Kyrie's doing or what LeBron's doing or who AD is going to get paired up with or anything like that. Sometimes you really just want to focus on the game. And I think that's being taken away from KD. And as a result, he's getting frustrated because nobody wants to let him do what he's been born to do, which is play ball.
I think you're right. I think that was well said. And I think as a media member, I was listening to Kevin Durant saying, it's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, we both were.
That's a good point.
We both were.
Let's go to Rick. Rick in Hayward. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight? I just heard that news conference, and the first thing I thought was, who are the fans out there that are really wondering if KD is going to be traded or is going to go as a free agent at the end of the year? Do they really care more about KD signing with another team at the end of this year than this particular year? Because I sure as heck don't. And I don't know why it has to keep being brought up ad nauseum. I mean, every outlet has to talk about who's going to sign next year? What's going to happen to KD? Is he going to take the next deal? Is he gone? Oh, yeah, he's gone for sure. Has KD said he's gone?
No, but he also hadn't said he's staying.
Why does it keep getting brought up? Not by so much you guys, but
I've been bringing it up. Rick, I'll try to answer your question, and I've been talking about it as much as anybody. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call, Rick. Here's why I think it's being talked about a lot. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that, believe it or not, that it's a foregone conclusion the Warriors are going to win the title again. And so the game itself right now of basketball, who's going to win it? There is no intrigue there, at least, authentic intrigue. And so... okay, now what do you say? Well, what's going to happen after the Warriors win it this year? Because they're going to win it. It's almost kind of a natural thought process. Klay Thompson, 11 for 13 tonight. Another great night from the three-point line. He was really striping it, 26 points. Klay has really bounced back from his shoot. Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, Kevin Durant, he had that look in his eye earlier.
Exactly.
He had that look in his eye like he was going to come out and play great.
Right. But you're absolutely right. But the reality is that's not sexy enough, especially when you've done it for 4 years in a row. It
doesn't move the needle.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's go to Maria. Hi, Maria. San Ramon, what's up?
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of you guys. I've called in several times, but of course,
yeah.
how time goes and you're not able to speak. However, I wanted to comment on Kevin Durant's statement that he made to the press. I totally agree with him. I really don't appreciate the mannerism that he had, but I can really look at the facts and see. I mean, that's having that type of conversation every night, day in, day out. He even sleeps with it, for God's sake. It could be overwhelming, you know, and it makes you want to be somewhat less prevalent to the news people. You see what I'm saying? And I just really want to hone in on the guy who spoke prior to this one that just spoke. I get it. And I think they need to just kind of let him have his peace for a moment or so, because it's really stressful.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And it's not so much JD. Oh, okay. Now we're going to let Kevin Durant, you know, cause he got mad. We're not going to ask him anymore. It's not like that. It's like, well, what more can you ask him? Any more you do ask him at this point, I think you are trying to provoke him. And then at that point, he has every right to say, hey, man, I'm done. All right, when we come back, more of your calls. You are listening to the Warriors Wrap-Up, brought to you by Realtor.com, your home for home search.
Warriors Wrap-Up continues on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, John Dickinson with you. Warriors Wrap-Up brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. We're going to jump right back into the KD stuff in a second. But tonight's Play of the Game brought to you by Putnam Auto. Visit Putnam Cadillac Chevrolet Buick GMC in Burlingame, featuring the all-new XT4 crossover SUV, or visit PutnamGM.com.
It's time for the Play of the Game. Tune in tomorrow morning to Steinmetz and Guru at 10:30 for your chance to win $100. Now, here's the Play of the Game.
Curry with a 4-on-3. Waits for Cousins. Throws right side. Durant. Durant fakes. Dribble drive to the rim. A two-hand slam for Kevin Durant. And a timeout for San Antonio. The lead in a blink of an eye has gone from 10 to 20.
All right, there you are. There's the Play of the Game. Tomorrow at 10:30, you can win $100. All you got to do is call in and tell us what the play of the game is during my show with Daryl the Guru Johnson. That's at 10:30. Call in, tell us what the play of the game is, and you can get $100. All right, let's jump right back into the phones, and let's go to – and by the way, we're going to play the Kevin Durant press conference again. We'll do it at about 11:30, in about 10, 12 minutes. So if you haven't heard it yet, we'll roll it again at about 11:30, and we can keep talking about it. Let's go to Tim in the town. Hi, Tim.
Gentlemen, it's Tim from the town here. Thanks so much for taking my call. I just got off a flight from Chicago and heard the news about KD's press conference. And speaking candidly, I'm pretty disappointed in a fan. I think his professionalism was lacking, and I think he's showing a real lack of mental strength. That concerns me, because making the amount of money that he makes, for him to treat those professional journalists the way that he did and asking them to grow up, I thought it was uncalled for. I mean, the man hasn't spoke to the press in over 10 days. And this is like what happens when a wound gets infected. It gets worse and worse and worse the less you look at it. So I was pretty disappointed. I think he needs to grow up, and I think he needs to get some professional coaching, which is available to him for free from the league to help him deal with the press. You look at someone like LeBron James, he carries himself very professionally, deals with the press in a professional manner, and I'd like to see KD do the same. I'll take my answers off the air. You guys are the best.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate the call. I mean,
it's Tim in the town, by the way.
Yes. I'm not you know, a guy gets PO'd at the press and you know, does something. That doesn't bother me if, you know, if something happens.
No.
And there's, this is more the exception than the rule.
I'm always of the belief that there should be a give and take there. Like, the player has a right to be upset with something that maybe was said or that somebody wrote about. But I also think that. You know, the reporters can ask questions, too,
right,
and be, you know, in a position where there can be a little bit of a back and forth and there can be some friction there and it can be okay.
Let's go to Marita in Berkeley. Marita, am I saying it right?
Yes, this is Marita in Berkeley, and I just wanted to weigh in on the Kevin Durant interview.
Sure.
I think this simply comes down to boundaries, and I think Kevin feels like his boundaries have been crossed. This is his life. This is not, you know, entertainment for him. This is his actual career. And I think he has the right, like we all do, to be able to protect himself by any means possible. And that's him deciding he's not going to discuss it.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you for the call. Unfortunately, he doesn't have to talk. But if he doesn't talk, he'll probably bring more attention to himself that way. So sometimes you might have to just suck it up and take the path of least resistance, which is to sit there for 3 minutes and answer questions, even though you don't want to. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines, although I got to tell you, I don't have my thing. Oh, just give me a sec. Let's go to Chris Concord. Sorry about that. Chris Concord.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about when Kevin Durant left the Thunder and went to the Warriors. He waited pretty much till he couldn't wait any longer to announce that, right? So I think he's probably going to wait until the Knicks get the number one draft pick and get Zion Williamson. What's Kyrie going to do? If one of those two things don't happen, he's not going to New York. You know who's also worse than our media out here? The New York media. They're the kings of hounding players for God knows what. I don't think he owes the media anything.
No, I don't think any – thanks for the call, Chris. I don't think any athlete owes the media anything. But keep in mind, if you don't give them anything – you're going to get hit then back by the media. But I hear you. I mean, I agree. The athlete doesn't owe the media anything, but if you don't give the media anything, they're probably going to come back and criticize you. Let's go to Dawn in San Jose. Hey, Dawn.
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing well.
Okay. Well, I pretty much agree with most of the callers that, you know, Durant shouldn't have to deal with that, or they shouldn't be asking those questions. Probably what he should have done was, you know, knowing that he's going to talk, he hasn't talked, he was going to probably get those questions, just said, hey, I'm not going to talk about the end of the season until the end of the season. Talk about tonight's game, future games, basketball-related stuff. He's right. He comes in, does his job. He looked good tonight, played well, the team played well, and they really playing well together. So, unfortunately, that's not going to go away. It's still going to be there. And I just want to make one other comment. I think you said that it's a kind of foregone that they are going to win.
Right.
Well, there could be injuries.
No doubt.
And I think, you know, basketball is a funny game. And, you know, I don't think anything's foregone. They went 73-9 and didn't win.
Right.
So I think
the perception. What I meant by that is, I think there's a perception out there by the fans of all teams that basically the Warriors are going to win it this year. And that's taken drama and intrigue out of the game of basketball itself, or what's going to happen the last 2 months, the regular season and the postseason. And people are like, well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. The Warriors are going to win it. So what's going to happen after the Warriors win it? I think it's almost a natural kind of progression there. The other thing, JD, I was thinking is, how much did the fallout of what happened after he left Oklahoma City affect him today? Because I do think that after he left Oklahoma City, the backlash was more than he imagined. Or at least he took it extremely hard. And I almost think, there might not be, the parallels might not be exact, but I think he's already setting up, like, if I leave here, I ain't going through this again. You know, I don't know that this solves anything, but I think that's one thing he's thinking about also.
Yeah, no, I think he absolutely is thinking about that. I think he – go ahead. You were going to
– Well, and, I mean, the other thing that I actually have been kind of saying, I don't think it's a huge deal, but I guess you do have to ask. I mean, if this is the way he's he's responding to the Bay Area media.
Right.
I mean, he's not going to get it any easier in New York. I mean, it's just not good. It's going to be worse. It's going to be harder. Let's go to Oscar in San Jose. Hey, Oscar.
Doing.
Good morning. Doing well.
Good afternoon. Good night. Hello.
Yeah.
I was actually at the game today. I was there sitting down in section 106, and I was watching KD. And there is a lot of stuff I haven't seen him do in a while or done at all, which is that extra pass, that dish. There, with the Warriors, I feel like he's evolved. And questions like, how do you feel with that extra pass? Is it uncomfortable for you? That's the question the media should be asking him. We have young kids out here who want to be like him. So I feel like not showing them where you're going to go, why are you going to go there, and attacking him and making him feel like a horrible person, like you said, because he needs to make a decision based on his career, his life, for the rest of his life, for what he needs to make money for. Now, I feel like a different question towards the team would have been awesome. Like, how do you feel when Boogie fell down? Do you feel like he'll come back from that? Do you think he's going to have to slow down? Are we going to have to practice with him more?
You're saying keep the questions about the game, essentially.
About the game. Let's let him, like, gotcha. The caller before me said, let's worry about the end of the season later.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You know, we got a lot of callers, but thank you so much. Good point. You made it. I do think the not the last caller, but the previous caller, you know, listen, we all handle things. We'd all like to handle everything better than we had at some time. But, yeah, I mean, looking back at what just happened tonight, maybe Durant comes out, takes the microphone and said, and kind of nips it in the bud and just says, hey, listen, I know you guys are going to ask me why I haven't been available the last 10 days. Bottom line is, you know, I knew you guys were going to ask me about Porzingis. I knew you guys were going to ask me about the Knicks cap space. You guys have been, you know, asking my teammates about what's going on. It's just, you know, it's just frustrating. I just want to play some basketball. I mean, that's really all, you know, that's what I want to do right now. And it's just, I'll be honest, it's just this free agency stuff I'm getting asked left and right. I'm sick of it, man, because I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do, so stop asking me all the time.
Yeah.
And
then but what happens is when things pop up, like trades, like the trade deadline, you know, teams seemingly clearing the deck to get him, you know, to get him rolling,
right,
to make room for him or players he wants to play with, then it all then it needs to be asked about.
Yeah, let's take one more call, and then we will we'll play the Kevin Durant press conference again after this call. Let's go to David in Dublin. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well, man. What's going on?
I heard the press conference, and I think enough is enough with the media asking him this stuff. And it's his life. It's his issues. He's old enough to make his own decisions. And the media wouldn't want us asking them personal questions. And, for example, this is unrelated to the Warriors, but I'm a Sharks fan, and there's a beat writer for The Athletic, Kevin Kurz, and it was a game that the Sharks were playing in October, and they lost. The night before, they went to a Drake concert, and then Kevin Kurz asked the coach, Pete DeBoer, if the Sharks players going to that concert had anything to do with their loss.
Right.
So I kind of get where Durant is going. So
yeah,
that's
you know what?
Point. So
yeah, no, thanks. And David, that's a good point. And you know what's funny is we've had that same kind of thing with Warrior players going to concerts before a game and then they don't play well. I'm not sure if it gets asked. You know, what's I mean, I don't care if a dude goes to a concert.
Yeah, it's your life.
You know, I don't. So that part, you know, I understand Kevin Durant sitting there and they're saying, and somebody says, so why haven't you talked? It's like, my first reaction sometimes would be, it's like, none of your business. It's like, don't worry. Like,
And that's fair, but that's that back and forth that I think should exist.
Yeah.
I think any question, for the most part, is permissible.
Right.
And I think being irritated with any question, as long as you explain why you're irritated, is also permissible.
Yeah.
That's just how I view how the interaction should be between the media and between players and coaches.
All right. Let's reset this. The Warriors win 141-102. Not a big deal. Because Greg Popovich didn't
apparently
want to win the game anyway. DeRozan didn't play and Aldridge didn't play. Kevin Durant hasn't spoken to the media for about 9 or 10 days, but after tonight's game, he stepped up to the podium, and here is what he said.
So we've noticed that you hadn't talked for a while. Is it anything to do with anything on your mind, or has it just been coincidence that you haven't talked for some time?
Why do you care?
Because you usually talk.
Well, I didn't feel like talking the last couple of days.
It was anything in particular?
No, I just didn't feel like.
Had anything to do with conversation about free agency?
Yeah, that's the conversation you're going to have. I don't think about that type of stuff. That's your job.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you grow up. Come on, bro. I come in here and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all? So, who are you? Why do I got to talk to you? Tell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
Kevin, the free agency thing really hadn't been that much of a discussion coming to you because we got it loud and clear, at least most of us should have, that it was off limits. Don't go there.
What's the problem now?
No, just that you've been quiet and you're not usually quiet. You usually share your opinions and stuff. So everybody's like trying to figure out what's going on, and we're all getting questions from fans like, what's wrong with Kevin? I just tell him he's playing okay, but he's not talking right now.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in so many different publications, try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all. Is that a problem? All right, then.
Yeah, I mean, how are you playing? How's the team playing in the last couple weeks?
I'm done. You know you don't care about that.
I just asked you.
Have a good night.
Now you're trying to read my mind.
All right, there you have it. Kevin Durant, his post-game press conference tonight after the Warriors thumped the San Antonio Spurs 141-102. I will say this. I'm thinking if I'm a teammate of Durant's right now, I'm probably liking that. I'm probably liking that, actually, to tell you the truth.
And why do you say that?
Just because he was kind of forceful, and I think they respect it. Maybe he came out and he said, I'm sick of this crap. I'm just sick of it. And maybe by him saying that, the rest of the team, even though they still might think, he probably is going to leave, but at least it's okay, whatever. Now we can start over again now because at least Kevin cleared the air on that. Doesn't mean it won't pop, a question won't pop up
again.
But
now it won't pop up again for a while, and nobody's got to address it.
It shouldn't. I don't know why it would. I mean,
well, it might pop up again. There could be something tomorrow or the next couple of days, I think, as the trade deadline concludes. And
I forgot.
We're not through that yet.
After the trade deadline tomorrow, we might be in good shape. Let's go to Steven in Oakland. What's going on, Steven?
Hey guys, how you doing? I wanted to start off with kind of doing a paradigm shift and not so much talking about KD, but what about Ethan Sherwood Strauss? I mean, KD pretty much outed this guy is doing shoddy reporting, and no one's really talking about that. Also, I've never liked the fact that the media always takes it for granted that if they don't get what they want, they just start going negative. I think it's a horrible component of the media industry. And I think in journalism 101, you learn about bias. And if media members are going to keep acting like they can just go negative with a person because they're not getting what they want, I think that's very childish.
Got a question for you. If you're a journalist, let's say you're covering the Warriors, and you're there every day and you're talking to Steph Curry, and he's considerate and he's polite and he's respectful to you consistently, and then there's another guy on the team that's not. He doesn't talk to you. He's rude to you. You're gonna write more favorably about the person who treats you with more respect. That's kind of a natural. It might not be right.
It's just,
it might not be
the way humans work.
Yeah, exactly. So, wow, an interesting night. 141-102 turned into, that's a game we're going to remember this year probably, JP.
Yeah, how about that? February 6th.
What do you think happens now, real quick?
Well, I think the Warriors, nobody's going to talk tomorrow because they canceled practice. They're going to fly to Phoenix, and they're going to blow the Suns out, and they're going to come back here, and Miami stinks. They're going to blow them out, and then they're going to play Utah on Tuesday in this building.
Let's take it one day at a time. Shoot around on Friday.
Sure.
Steve Kerr will get asked about Kevin Durant's postgame.
He will.
That will be the first thing.
Yeah.
And then, a player or two will be requested at shoot-around?
Yeah, it'll probably be Curry and somebody.
Sure. And then they'll ask Curry about what KD said, right?
Sure.
And that'll be the big, hey, Warriors like what KD said or respect it or whatever. They'll go out and they'll beat the Suns by 30.
Right.
At least. They'll ask for Durant. At that point,
I think Durant will talk after the game in Phoenix.
And do you think all the questions will be? I guarantee you, somebody's going to say, a lot of your teammates supported what you said.
And he'll shoot it down.
I mean,
that's fine, and he'll shoot it down or be like, "I'm not here to talk about that. Let's talk about the game." And it'll go about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, and they'll be off Saturday. They'll fly back and be off Saturday, and then play the game Sunday against Miami. And at that point, I think they're hoping that it's all said and done.
I mean, that's true. I mean, the Draymond Durant thing, it might not be over, but it certainly blew over over time, and I'm sure this will too. All right, that's going to do it for the Warriors wrap up. Wow, interesting night at Oracle Arena. I'll tell you what, if I were you, I'd tune into 95.7 The Game all day tomorrow. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. We'll be all over this. Kevin Durant and the Warriors headed for their third title, but it's not going to be smooth sailing. Tonight it was, though, at least on the court. Warriors 141, Spurs 102. Thanks for listening.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.